Sunday the 6th of May 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Belonging. Sermon title, Children and Young People, How Do They Belong to Church Family? Bible reading, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. And the talk is by our children's and young people's worker, Scott Cheeseman. In the service, the Bible reading was delivered in an interactive format, which wouldn't have come over suitably for the purposes of this audio-only presentation, so I'll read the short passage in for you now. It's Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth." This is the word of the Lord. Now it's over to Scott for his talk.
We are coming to the point where I normally stand here and talk for a bit, and but we thought we'd shake it up a little bit this morning. We're going to do, so today we're talking about youth and children and belonging to the church, and so I thought, what best way to do that to open up with something we would do with the young people? And having thought long and hard about whether I can get away with a water fight or dodgeball in church, I thought I could, but that could go down very badly. We're going to have a bit of a quiz. Now, does anyone know what Friday was? Particularly those that like films and a little bit geeky like myself. May the 4th be with you. It was indeed. So we've got a little bit of a quiz. Is the following saying from Proverbs in the Bible or from Yoda in the Star Wars films? Trust me, it's not as easy as you think it will be. So, I'm going to need a couple of people that might think they know what they're on about. Do you think you might know? What about some of the adults in there might know their Star Wars and their Bible? Who wants to come and have a guess of what we're going to be up to? If not, we'll just shout it out. So, what are we going to go with? So, the first one is, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Is this from the book of Proverbs or from Yoda? What are we thinking this side of the room? Proverbs. We're thinking this is a Proverbs. What about over here? Proverbs. Proverbs. And the answer is? It is indeed a Proverbs. The next one. Wars make not one great. What do we think this is going to be?
Yoda.
We're going to go with Yoda. What do we think it is?
Yoda.
Yeah. It is the green wise man that sits in the corner. No, we like Yoda. Next one. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. Is it from Proverbs or from Yoda? Ooh, we might have stumped the vicar slightly. Here we go. This side of the room, what are we going to go for? We're a little bit of a mix, but we've got a bit of Yoda. What about you side over here, Yoda or Proverbs? What's it going to be? It's a Proverbs! It's a Proverbs! Oh, I'm going to have to go read that book again. I went Yoda originally. A wise man is strong, yet a man of knowledge increases strength. Proverbs or Yoda?
Yoda!
I'm having a Yoda from down the front here. Proverbs as well. What have we got? And the answer is Proverbs! Hey. Next one. Do or do not, there is no try. There's got to be one of the most famous ones out of them. We're going to go with Yoda. Yoda. Answer is? Of course it is. One of the most famous sayings he goes with. Next one. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Oh, we've got a bit of a mix on Proverbs and Yoda. What are we going to go with? The answer is? Yoda! Yoda with that one! Beautiful reference. Next one. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. There's a proverb or a Yoda. It's not going to be both, I can tell you that one. I like where you're going, because then you can't get it wrong, but we can't be doing that. And the answer is... Proverbs. Next one. Named must your fear be before banish it you can. So named must your fear be before banish it you can. Does that mean if I name Arsenal as my fear, we can banish the bad times? I don't know. We're going to go Proverbs. We're going to go anything in the back. Yoda than Proverbs. What we're going to go with, the answer is?
Yoda.
Have we got another one? I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. Size matters not. Judge me by my size, do you? We're going to go Yoda. What is the answer, please? Yoda. Next one. Or is that it? That is it for our little quiz. Thank you very much for taking part. Yoda or Proverbs. I certainly learned a little bit about Proverbs out of that. And how wise Yoda really is. So as I said, today we're talking about Jeremiah, though we're ignoring Proverbs. That's just a little bit of a fun intro. To kind of give you a little bit of a flavour of what we do. So, if you're under the age of 18, can you just stand up a minute? Under the age of 18. Right. This is a rough cross-section of children and young people in the church. And you guys are the reason we're doing this preach today, so it's all good fun. You would have seen this morning, you can all sit back down. You would have seen this morning that there has been some changes. As Martin says, some of the staff team are in Nigeria. Personally, I'd rather go to Dubai, but that's just a difference in style, who knows. But we're talking a little bit about these guys, because in the passage we read today, in 1 Jeremiah, say, next slide. It says, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you. And say whatever I tell you. It talks about this in Jeremiah. It doesn't go, don't say, well, he's only a teenager. Or, well, they're only in preschool, so it's all good. It says you're too young. For you must go wherever I've sent you. If God has got a thing for you guys, go, encourage. And we, the church, need to encourage that journey. We need to give the thing. So you would have seen this morning, as you came in, and you'll see for the rest of the day, so we had some of the young people were helping on the welcome. As we said, Amy and Malachi were going to be in the band this morning. We've got Daniel and Kai, who are going to be doing our prayers. We've got the junior church, we're up doing flags and doing the reading with us. Because we want to give a space for these guys to get involved. Long ago for some of us, longer and not so for others, we were all children. We were all youngsters, and I can almost guarantee we all made mistakes. We would have wound up our parents, set the house alarm on our brothers. I don't think I quite did that, because I never remembered the code at home. I just locked him in the house and took his keys. Much better way of doing things. Less technical as well. I've never done the cling film. Watch these star toilets this week. That's all I'll be saying. If I start having cling film, I think the office will be very worried. What's he doing next? These guys get the opportunity. We had those opportunities at our age, didn't we? Whether that was in church, at work, at school, at home, whatever it was. I go right back to when I was 14. I was in year 10. I signed up to do work experience with Northampton Town Football Club, my local team, the Cobblers, who've just got relegated. Oh dear, they're back in League 2, but there we go. And about a month before work experience, they pulled the plug from me. They went, we're really sorry, Scott, we don't want you to come do work experience with us anymore. One of our boys is coming to do it instead. So my youth worker at the time went, well, why don't you come follow me for a week or for a fortnight and come and get involved in some of the stuff in the church? And I thought, that's a cushy job. You already work a Sunday. Hey, I was so wrong. So wrong. How much that woman worked was unbelievable. I used to have like really long lunch breaks because I could only work so many hours. Which was fine, because it meant that I just sat and played Xbox with her son. Oh, what a hardship my work experience really was. But it's different things. They gave me that opportunity to come and learn a little bit about youth work, and 10 years later I'm still doing it. So something must have gone right at that point to kind of get involved with it. I was 14 at the time. Some would say I was too young to be involved in youth work. Maybe. Maybe I was too young at the time. But they gave me that opportunity. Hello. Have we got... If we go to the next slide. It says I can't do it. And then you cut the tea out. But you can do it. These guys and girls that are under 18 have got skills, have got gifts, have got abilities. Yes, they might be raw. Yes, they might need somewhere to go and push it and go, do you know what? You've made that mistake. That's fine. Let's talk about it and learn from it. Let's look at what we've done to go forward. It might be that we need people to come alongside them and go, you know, all right. There are times where it might not be appropriate for the children and young people to be involved. I'm fairly certain I'd give many people a heart attack if I had some of the junior church members doing tea and coffee at the end about health and safety and hot water. And that wouldn't be appropriate, but that doesn't mean they can't stand there and watch us adults do it and learn. The younger you guys are, the more like a sponge. They always say you learn a lot by watching and people around you and setting that example. And, you know, Freddie came this morning, he's been baptised, and we as a church have got to set that example for him. We've got to set that example for him like we have to do for every single person in this church. It's a hardship. It is not easy. There are times where, I'm sure the leaders in the church will nod with me, we sit there and feel like we're banging our head against a brick wall a lot of the time. But it's giving that opportunity for these guys to grow. Do you know what? We said about it. These guys came to me last week. We had a group with them. And I said, we're doing the All Age next week. What do we want to do? And food being a massive thing in youth work. Can we do pastries at church? Yeah. So at the end today, when we've got tea and coffee, some of our young people will be there at the table at the back as well, with pastries for you to kind of take away and have and eat. Because this is what they want as part of the church. Yeah, food is a massive part of our work. Pizza is an occupational hazard of the job, as we can tell. Doesn't always go well. It's just rude to leave one slice in the box, isn't it now? But we're looking back. We come back to that passage from Jeremiah 1:7, and he talks about, but the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hands, touched my mouth and said to me, I've put words in your mouth. I love verse 8. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. How many times in the Bible have we seen where Jesus has come and rescued something going wrong? Or we've read about it and we've learned. Or in our own experiences. So as we're wrapping this up at the end, belonging with young people and children and kind of what we're doing, we've got an incredible group of teenagers and children and younger that have just got this passion to serve the church. This passion to help out. Yeah, all right, they might oversleep and not turn up on time or whatever. That's part of age and growing up. I know St. Chad's do, and we will continue to encourage these guys in that journey. So to belong part of the church, to be centre of this ministry, give them their advice and the wisdom and tell them of the mistakes we've made. Because we've all been there and done it and have got the t-shirt to prove it. So I leave you with that this morning. Of just kind of listening to these young people, especially at this moment. A lot of them are going to be starting their exams soon as well, so do keep them in your prayers. Thank you.
And a round of applause for Scott.